We have a question from our live audience. Renee says that she has a well-bred mare that she's considering breeding, but that the mare has a few conformation flaws despite her excellent pedigree. She says that the mare is slightly over in the knee and has one slightly clubby foot. Is she going to pass those traits along to her offspring?
It's certainly possible. That's a great question. You know, there are those mares with those similar type of conformation faults that are bred to stallions and have flawless foals. I would certainly want to handpick that stallion, make sure that none of those flaws were present in his pedigree if I was going to proceed with the breeding.
So when you have had clients approach you about breeding their mares, what advice do you have when I hear it a lot, people saying, should I breed my mare, or asking my vet, should I breed my mare? What is your response as a vet who's done a lot of breeding?
Well, first of all, I'd kind of want them to understand the commitment you're talking about when you get into the brood mare business. You know, the gestation period is a long time. We're looking at 340 days of gestation, so we've got a long care period there. And then once the foal is born, we've got another extended period of care. Of the foal is going to be on the mare for from 4 to 6 months. And then, you know, depending on what your intended use for that foal is, you could have another 2 to 3 years of care for that horse before it goes on to do something else. So the commitment is probably the first thing I'd like to discuss. And then the other thing is to look at that breeding stock and make sure that they possess the traits you want to carry on, whether it be physical or maybe appearance wise or even ability. And if all those things line up, you're willing to take on the commitment, then I suggest to proceed on. But if not, if there's any question there, I'd want them to take a good hard look at it before they jump right in.